So when I ask a ministry, what do you have in place to protect kids from child sexual abuse, assuming, you know, I'm able to even have that conversation,
right.
What I hear about are two common answers. Matching tag systems, you know, let's give the baby back to the person who brought the baby. We have some basic security protocols in our building, in our children's wing, in our student ministry wing, and we do criminal background checks. So the church is ascribing to the principle or the idea of stranger danger, mm-hmm. that the danger to children comes from outside the proverbial fence. And the reality is that 90% of kids who are sexually abused by someone they know and trust. So it's not a stranger. It is somebody known to the child, typically known to the family. And this is because the majority of the cases that I'm encountering in ministry contexts are at the hands of the preferential offender. And the preferential offender is an individual who prefers a child as a sexual partner. Almost without exception, preferential offenders have an age range and gender of child with whom they would prefer to have sexual interaction. So preferential offenders tend to gravitate toward situations where the age and gender of child preferred is gathered for them. So they gravitate toward employment and volunteer positions to gain access to kids within their age and gender of preference. There's the background check that most churches run, and for many churches, it's the only screening process they have in place as it relates to child sexual abuse risk. And the problem with this is that it's not a silver bullet. Less than 10% of abusers will encounter the criminal justice system ever. I'm talking anytime during their lifetime.
Wow.
Department of Justice back. DOJ a few years back said less than 3% of abusers will encounter the criminal justice system ever. So the criminal background check is not the silver bullet that the church thinks it is. And those two realities combined really leave the church wide open to the preferential offender.